Right, I'm talking to my very good friend, John Vanderkamp. Now, John, how many years did you work at the plant?
17 years, Ray.
17 years. And you worked in the office mainly?
Yeah, after starting in the factory floor, I worked in the office in the later years and then as a cost accountant.
Okay. How many years were you on the floor in the factory?
12 months in dry finishing and 12 months in the warehouse.
So was that sort of a training program or...?
No, it was really just moving up through the ranks, you might say.
Okay.
They might saw the potential, so we'll move him along.
Right. And you were here when Don Jenkins was the manager, and the last manager, you were with him as well. Who was that?
Yeah, Bill Edgar was the last manager, Scotchman. He came over from Onkapringa in South Australia.
All right. Okay. Now, therein is a very interesting story. You were telling me before about the factory here. A lot of people tend to think that the factory actually went broke and had to shut down, but there's another story to that.
The factory closure came about due more to the restructuring of the textile industry. If you might recall what was called the Button Plan from Senator Button, when they were restructuring a lot of the industries around Australia. And the restructuring of the woolen mills was the movement of the woolen mills to Albury.
Okay, and there is still a mill of some description up in Albury, but it didn't really work out anyway, did it?
No, to put it simply, Albury did not have the expertise to process woolens. They were used to processing just worsted fabrics.
Right, and the Smith family took over after Onkapringa, perhaps, or was it Dunlop? Who was the last owner of the organisation?
To my recollection, the last owner was General Investments.
General Investments, now there's one I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. General Investments was a finance company. They took it over from, there's a few changes over the years.
It was Dunlop and Onkapringa, they all sort of had a bit of a hand in there.
Yeah. I'd have to look back through the books on that one.
That's fine. Yeah. But anyway, when they shut the factory down here, the Smith family came in for a while, but that only lasted for a few years anyway.
Yeah, and the Smith family was not operating a woolen mill. They were just processing waste and putting it into blankets, rugs, and sort of scrap they could put together.
Okay, so it wasn't on the same sort of operation as you had. Now, you do state here in part of your information you've given us that you worked in the office for a long time. I suppose you saw many very colourful characters go through in that time, did you? Perhaps even generally in the factory.
Yeah, I remember one character at the woolen mill, his son worked there too, and his son came late for work one morning. And this gentleman called his son into the office and he gave him the rounds of the table for being late for work. Because being late for work was like stealing money from your employer. Well, you wouldn't hear that nowadays.
No, you definitely wouldn't. Yeah, yeah. So he castigated him.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, all right. Well, look, thanks, John. Thanks for your input. And I'm sure that you'll be interested in what is the final outcome of everything that we've got here. But we'll go through your sheet that we have here thoroughly. But thanks once again for your time.
Thanks, Ray. And if you want some more info, I can follow it up. We'd be happy to give you a hand.
Okay. And you did mention somebody who might have some photos.
Oh, yes. Robin Harry. She used to work in the yarn and later on in the canteen. She had some photos, yes.
So Robin Harry.
Robin Harry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We might follow up that. All right. Thanks, John.
No worries. I've something to say to you before now.